This is John W. Whitehead, author of A Government of Wolves, the Emerging American Police State, bringing you a message about the state of our nation. While it still technically remains legal to own a firearm in America, possessing one can now get you pulled over, searched, arrested, subjected to all manner of surveillance, treated as a suspect without ever having committed a crime, shot at, and killed. This same rule does not apply to law enforcement officials, however, who are armed to the hilt and are rarely given more than a slap on the wrist for using their weapons against unarmed individuals. Ironically, while the Obama administration continues its efforts to ban military-style assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and armor-piercing bullets, the U.S. military boasts an arsenal that includes an AA-12 Atkinson assault shotgun that can shoot 5 12-gauge shells per second and can fire up to 9,000 rounds without being cleaned or jamming, a taser shockwave that can electrocute a crowd of people at the touch of a button, and XM 2010 enhanced sniper rifle with built-in sound and flash suppressors that can hit a man-sized target 9 out of 10 times from over a third of a mile away, and an XM-25 Punisher grenade launcher that can be programmed to accurately shoot grenades at a target up to 500 meters away. Unfortunately, we the people have been so focused on debating whether the Second Amendment allows us to own guns that we've overlooked the most important and most consistent theme throughout the Constitution, the fact that it is not merely an enumeration of our rights, but was intended to be a clear shackle on the government's powers. When considered in the context of prohibitions against the government, the Second Amendment reads as a clear rebuke against any attempt to restrict the citizenry gun ownership. As such, it is a necessary ingredient for maintaining that tenuous balance between the citizenry and their republic as any other of the amendments in the Bill of Rights, especially the right to freedom of speech, assembly, press, petition, security, and due process. As Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas remarked, "The Constitution is not neutral. It was designed to take the government off the backs of the people." For more information on the Rutherford Institute, visit us at www.rutherford.org.